few months ago, I told you how I pushed the envelope when I was 45 during my post-divorce rebellion period. But after that, I really did kind of straighten up and mostly was focused on my career. So fast forward 3 years after my divorce, now I'm 48, and my 30th high school reunion is coming up. And when you're 48, I wasn't seeing anybody at the time. I mean, pickings are pretty slim when you're 48. So I decided, wouldn't it be fun to go to my 30th high school reunion with the boyfriend that I had when I was in high school? I hadn't seen him or heard from him in years. Actually, I was a senior in high school. He was in college when we were dating. And he was in a fraternity, and he gave me his lavalier, so I was lavaliered. That's kind of like a step above going steady, but not quite pinned or engaged, you know. So I thought I was pretty cool to have a college boyfriend. But anyway, all I'd heard over the years was that he had, we dated for about 2.5 years, and then we broke up because I found out he was seeing college girls behind my back. So I'd heard that he had gone on to become a teacher and a basketball coach and that he was divorced. But beyond that, I didn't know anything. I didn't even know if he was still divorced or anything. But I made a few phone calls and contacted somebody who knew that he was in Atlanta. So I looked up his phone number in Atlanta, Georgia, and I gave him a call. I figured I didn't have anything to lose. If he wasn't available, he wasn't available, you know, but it might be fun to go to the reunion together. So I did talk to him, and we had a wonderful conversation. And during that first conversation, which lasted about an hour, I asked him if he was in a relationship. He said no. So we just kind of continued. He must have called me for 2 or 3 times a week for a good 2 months. And we really were catching up. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, wouldn't this be just crazy after 30 years to get back together again? And we told each other about our my kids. He never had any kids. He was indeed divorced. He had been quite successful, and I can't even remember what he did. But he'd been quite successful. And you know, who did what, who married who, oh my gosh, you know. And he finally said, hey, why don't you come down to Atlanta and we'll go to Savannah for the weekend? I said, well, I'll think about it, you know. I still hadn't mentioned the reunion. I still wasn't sure. And the, you know, days after he had invited me, I was driving behind a car and the car had a bumper sticker that said, say yes to Georgia. So I thought, well, that's a sign, I guess, you know. So I asked him before I said yes, how would you like to come up to the to my 30th reunion? He said, oh, yeah, that'd be great, you know. So I said, yeah, I'd love to come down. And he said, okay, it'll be in a few weeks. I'll send you a round-trip ticket. And he said he had to go on a business meeting to Germany. But when he got back, we would do the Georgia thing. And sure enough, about a week later, I got a round-trip ticket in the mail. He was already gone. About another week after that, I got a postcard from Georgia saying how much he was looking forward to our reunion. And more I'm thinking, God, the stars are aligned. Maybe this is meant to be, because after talking on the phone for a couple of months, you know, we were really reconnecting. So I went down to Atlanta. The time finally came. He was waiting. We both said we looked great, hadn't changed a bit, you know. And then we got into his big black Mercedes and drove down to Savannah, and we had an absolute magical weekend. I mean, we stayed in this beautiful historic bed and breakfast. We took strolls down these moss-covered lanes and went to Tybee Island, had shellfish, danced, went out dancing in the night, and then we walked along the Savannah River, along the river walk. I don't know if you've ever been to Savannah, but it's really beautiful. And there was a full moon that night, and when we were dating, our song was Moon River, And we're walking along the river under the full moon, and across the river, a lone saxophone player is playing Moon River. I'm like, this is just crazy. I mean, it was very magical. So I got there on a Friday night, and Sunday we went back to Atlanta, said our goodbyes, see you in a couple of weeks for the reunion. Thank you so much for everything. I got back and I thought, oh my gosh, this was 1993. So he must have spent over $1,000 on me for the, you know, the plane tickets and all the food and the dancing and the beautiful bed and breakfast. So I thought it'd be really classy to send him some flowers as a thank you. So I had some flowers sent. I looked up his address, had some flowers sent, and I wrote, thank you for the magical weekend. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Something like that. Well, the day that the flowers arrived, my phone rang. And I can't remember her name, so I'll just call her Georgia Peach. And she sounded about 18. And, of course, Dave, my boyfriend of past, was at least 50 because he was in college when I was in high school. So anyway, ring, ring, hello. Hello, is Chris there? I said, this is Chris. My name is Georgia Peach, and I'm Dave's wife. And I was just like, what? His wife? Well, the business trip to Germany was his honeymoon. That's where he sent me a postcard from. I mean, talk about a sick puppy. He sent me a postcard from his honeymoon. Obviously, the whole time he was calling me on the phone, he was engaged to be married very soon. Excuse me. So she started asking me questions, and I told her everything. I told her everything she wanted to know. First of all, I apologized profusely. I said, there is no way I would have hooked up with him if I would have known what you're telling me. And I told her what he said during that first conversation when I asked him if he was in a relationship, and he said no. I told her what we did in the hotel room. I told her what we did for the whole weekend. I gave her all the information she wanted. Needless to say, he did not come up for the reunion. And I can only say I would love to have been a fly on the wall when he got home that night.